All right, everyone, welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song Week 28. The final hour here, Steven and Adam, what's going on? I almost fucked that up, but I saved it.
Boom. Well, JP, it sounds what about like Scary
and just look, you were right standing up, and I was just like, is he here? Oh, he's here. Let's go to Adam and talk to him about DM.
I can't believe that
there's no way that Steven could be the DM in this game.
Over that crazy breast monster that he had to fight.
So... before we jump back into the playing of the game, I believe, Jeff, you are due a reward. Yeah.
So guys, from the very beginning, Adam asked us to set out missions, and he said, you know, think about ways to do it. So from episode one, the first three words I wrote in my missions were kill Mr. Titan, and then we told the story after that.
This is a goal that that Jeff and Mr. Sicarian have been working on together since the very beginning of the game. So for your hard work, and I wrote this down at the beginning, for your hard work and effort, Mr. Sicarian, you get 12,500 experience.
Sweet. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
So you're what? Like almost five?
Well, I mean, I'm well over five, I think. I am, I'm on my way to six, but I'm five. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
So my health is 5d8 now. Should I roll that?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a constitution bonus?
No. No, my only bonus is dexterity. 5d8. Watch it be lower than 21. Don't do
it. It can't go down.
Yeah, it only goes up.
I know, but I want it to go up.
Yeah. Roll well.
Cameron,
he rolls a 6.
31!
Nice.
Oh, my God.
You had one bad roll.
That is really good. Nice. Duh.
Wow, 31 hit points.
Dice, I don't know, man. You guys have been good to me today. Like,
nice work.
Man, you're never going to top that for like three levels, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be 31 until level 9.
31 hit points for a while. Yeah. Cool. All right, so you're like, you're down and kind of like looking startled. And then as is his job, Olaf rushes to your side, Mr. Sicarian, and like helps you stand. And he doesn't say anything. He's not like, you know, he just gives you a stern nod, like, yes, good. You've done well. And he helps you back to where I assume Piani and Eric are waiting.
Yeah, Eric's just got like sweat pouring down his face as he concentrates on the psychic power that he's maintaining, and he doesn't even yet trust that everything's okay, so the entire area is still psychically damped.
Who do I recognize anyone in attendance from Fotenhauer, by the way?
I think now that you have a chance to look, and like your vision is a little blurry and stingy from the sweat and blood in your eyes, looking around the room, you do start to recognize some familiar faces, especially among the crowd that drew knives when you started to fight. People from your old unit, folks who, and everyone in the room, no matter what they thought about you before, is watching you with a sense of like respect, if not... like, if they're not necessarily, like, ready to jump on board the Sicarian train, they definitely, like, see that you're the better warrior, which in the Fotenhauer society goes a long way.
Yeah.
You see, like, you get, like, slow nods as you pass around. You get slow nods from all of the, like, the people that had the knives out that are like, yes, that's what they were waiting for.
I lock them into memory as I'm walking back, but I definitely make it, I go to my crew first, and I just kind of give them not even a sweaty hug, because that doesn't describe this, but a gory, bloody, fucked up hug to each and every one of them. Like, literally, my chest is open to them. My face, like, I'm like gurgling. I'm just like, I'm so happy. You know, I'm like,
oh, I'm definitely you're fucking hell.
And I just hug each one of them.
Okay. How are you reacting to this, Piani and Eric?
The whole field's still dampened, so I could psionics.
Piani, you are exempted from my psionic static
field.
It actually only affects my enemies, not my allies.
I think I totally accept that hug, and considering that the only exposed flesh on Mr. Sicarian is probably his face, right?
There's a gash in my armor, but yeah. Mostly.
Well, I'm not going to... So I guess I, like, give Sicarian a little peck on the cheek, mm-hmm. but it's actually... is actually psychic healing.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
1d8. Let me see what I can do here. Just in case. Wait, what? Where?
Nice.
All right.
Ooh, seven.
Seven.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel good, right?
Yeah. Piani's little kiss on the cheek is like, magic, you feel great.
Okay.
Kiss of life. So you notice now, as you look around the crowd, that Higgs isn't anywhere to be found.
Yeah, so it's like one of those, like, dad not at the soccer game moments where I'm, like, hugging them and someone's saying something to me and I kind of look around and I'm just, I, like, spit out a fucking wad of blood or whatever and I'm like, where's Mr. Higgins?
So maybe, maybe you all look around and no one sees him. Like, he slipped away.
Probably just having a drink to celebrate.
Yeah, and so, like, we'll like, cut out. So, Higgs, where are you? Where did you go? Are you, like, totally out of the area, or?
No, I just went back to the ship and got, like, unbelievably drunk with Pi and the robot form. Like, we're just sitting on the bridge of the ship, and my understanding is that Sakarian is dead, no matter what. So I'm just, like, probably the drunkest Higgs has ever been in the show. And just, like, talking to Pi.
Okay. So yeah, you're like, yeah, where's Higgs? And we just see Higgs like in the chair.
Yeah, and like you just hear
Pi's body just like looking.
Yeah. Maybe you just hear like the slow clink where he puts the glass up against his face.
Just Pi is just like patting you on the leg, like there. It
I'm like,
will be okay.
There's a subtle, or rather a loud cry from me as I'm just like sitting there. Almost like
why?
it's the type of cry where you you like have no breath, you're like losing your breath.
Awesome. Higgins. Cool. Okay, so Mr. Sakarian, after a minute, like Olaf helps you out of your armor and you're just sitting on the, like, stone. Maybe it used to be an altar or something.
Well, I got something to say, too. I think.
Yeah, so he's, like, helping you get out of your armor.
Yeah.
And the assembled Fotenhauer troops are waiting. They're giving you, like, space until you're like, ready to talk to someone.
Yeah, so I think, it takes a little while to get out of the armor, but I eventually do. And I get up as if I'm going to go speak to them, but do they come to me, or...
If you start to walk forward, one of them, a woman, she approaches. She's wearing like standard Fotenhauer armor. She's probably in her early 30s. She looks like her skin is like kind of a ochre color, and she's got it like done up in a braid that she's put in a bun. And she walks over to you, and she puts her hand out.
Yeah, I shake it.
Okay, she shakes her hand, and she says, I'm Miss Poole.
Miss Poole, good to meet you. My name's Mr. Sakarian.
Yes, Mr. Sakarian, we know who you are. Big fan of your work. And she, like, looks over at, like, Titan's body just, like, lying on the ground.
Yeah.
Things have been not good of late, and a change in management is just what the Fotenhauer Society needed. We have some things we'd like to speak to you about. Of course, when you're ready.
I would very much so appreciate that. And I too have something to say, and I feel it best that it's communicated to at least the officers to then be communicated to the Fotenhauer Society, but I want to say something.
Please, the floor is yours.
I kind of take a step back and say, I say, Fotenhauer, I was... Well, I don't know. What do I say? I wanted to say witness to me, but that's way too fucking cheesy. I just say, listen, your leader is dead, but he was never what Fotenhauer needed or should have ever had. He was a good, honorable man at one time, and he helped build Fotenhauer, so for that, I honor him, and his blood spilled today will be missed. But what that power made of him was a liar... and a corrupter. I never betrayed Fotenhauer, and I never would. I was a threat to him in the power echelon of Fotenhauer, and he removed me. These lies about me trying to raise a coup, anything like that, hopefully you'll see that the actions today show that I'm willing to be honorable and do things by the Fotenhauer way, and I helped build that in the beginning. I'm not saying that I'm your leader, but I'm telling you that I would like to be, if you can understand that the truth that was fabricated about me is a lie, and the truth that you see now, where that gets you.
So I think that, yeah, everyone listens, and because they have like military discipline, and everyone is like, you know, at ease but paying attention. Miss Poole says, well, you see, we were quite hoping you'd say something like that. And she walks over to you, and she says, she puts her arm around you, and she says, Mr. Sakarian, how do you feel about pirates?
He says, well, pirates obviously feed off the weak and attack from the shadows. They are to be eradicated and removed, of course.
Ha, jolly good. Come with me, then. And she like, leads you back, basically back to her ship. Like, she takes you out of the room, if you go with her.
Yeah.
As you walk by, you pass Miss Fate, who, she's just, like, standing, look, kind of, like, looking, like, with her head tilted at Titan's body. And she, like, looks up at you when you get close to her.
I look at her, too. No, I just... I give her a wink, I think. I think Mr. Sakarian walks by, gives a wink, and then keeps walking.
Okay, so you get a few paces away, and she, she's like, hey, like, you're back.
Yeah, I stop and look at her.
She kind of squints at you. She's like, ah, he was an asshole anyway. Sorry about being such a dick to you. She, like, walks over to you.
Let me think of how we would do this.
It's kissing time. Let's go.
He walks over to her, raises her hand, and goes to shake her hand.
Okay.
Does she grab his hand?
Yeah.
He says, for being a dick, I absolutely forgive you. For raising a unit to be admired and even feared, I respect you. For killing Mr. Falcon, I will drink your blood.
And then she
smiles.
Yeah, she grins back and she's like, hold on, tough guy. You gotta take me out for dinner first. And then she like lets go of your hand and like walks over, like just turns around and walks over to Titan's body.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Miss Poole like leads you out of the room and to her to one of the ships where she's gonna tell you about the Fotenhauer situation. In the meantime, Eric, Piani, what are you two doing? The fight's over. Like, Fotenhauer is starting to, like, leave the room.
Yeah.
They're all going back to their ships.
You know, I guess, like, if Sakarian was doling out hugs earlier, then, like, Eric would super happily take one. Maybe I even, like, pick Sakarian up off the ground a little bit while I'm hugging him.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, good job. I knew you'd do it. I think your brothers are probably fine fighters, but they're not you.
You're my favorite, Sakarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally, like, picks me the fuck up, and, like, I'm doing everything I can to look manly, but I'm like, God, gee, you know, like, holy fuck.
My back.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to.
Yeah, I guess you see, like, a look of just pure relief, like, flow off of Eric's face as he releases the psychic static field.
Cool. Piani?
I mean, after it's all over, I guess Piani's like, there's not like a fucking parade or nothing. That's it?
A 500 wheelchair parade.
She like says this. Do I hear her?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is before that you have the conversation and leave. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm just like, I look at my combat watch or whatever the fuck, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, we can just return to business tomorrow. Should be fine. I need to mend myself, but this was a big deal, but we can put it behind us.
All right. I don't really have anything else to say. The congratulations were said, and I feel like I need to set up a party back at the Swan Song.
Okay, so you want to head back to the Swan Song?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, if I think everything's fine and everyone's safe, then I think absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so that maybe the last thing that we see is Miss Fate, like, looting Mr. Titan's armor. Like, just, like, prying the pieces off of him. As we fade out to go to the ship.
She'd make such a good player character.
Oh yeah, totally. Murderous, glory hungry, total asshole. It's perfect. Let's see. I wanna see what happens when the crew minus Sicarian get back to the ship. So you two get back. You go back to the Swan Song.
Yeah.
And maybe you hear, like, miscellaneous noise coming from Higgs's room.
I'm on the bridge. Yeah. I'm on the bridge.
Oh, okay. So you hear a noise coming from the bridge.
Is there miscellaneous noise coming from the bridge?
Yeah, the bridge is loud. There's some, like, shouting or something.
Well, it's just loud crying.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a pause where Eric just sort of pauses, like, as he walks past the door to the bridge. He turns to Piani, he says, "Oh, Higgs is probably masturbating." we shouldn't interrupt him. He gets very awkward.
I, like, hurry past his door after that. I just don't even acknowledge it and go back to my room.
Yeah.
Pi, have another.
I guess, like, I step away and then, like, I walk back into the camera frame in front of the door and I just knock on the door. I say, "Mr. Higgs! When you're done, you don't have to contact Sicarian's brothers. He made it. Titan is dead. We're all very happy about this."
Can I hear that from the bridge?
Yeah, yeah. That's he's like leaning into
at the door of the bridge.
Oh, you're leaning into the door of the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess you say that. I'm just like, wait, what?
Mr. Sicarian, he won. Titan is dead.
Maybe I just, like, rip the door open in the best, Doc Brown impression. I just rip the door open and I just stare at Eric and I'm just like
Christopher Lloyd.
Wait, he won?
Yes.
Marty!
It was an intense fight. You shouldn't have missed it. It was amazing.
I put my hands on my head and I'm just like, "Oh fuck." I'm just like, "We gotta go." Where's Mr. Sicarian?
I don't actually know.
What do you mean you don't know? I like run over to the ship and like power on the fucking engines.
Okay, yeah. You're like flipping all the fucking manual switches and stuff.
Yeah.
Are you you want to send Eric to go get him?
Yeah, I'm just like, go get Mr. Car right now. We got to go. We got a mission. We got a mission right now. We got to go. I told him we can't.
Oh, okay.
Lose money by the minute, Eric. Go.
Yeah, I just, you know, I guess like Higgs is like pushing me from behind and I'm like towering over him as I get pushed out the door. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll cut over to the bridge of Miss Poole's ship, the Nervous Energy. And you're with her, so you and Poole, a couple of other officers, and you're looking at a map of the sector, like a 3D like map of the sector, and there are all these like red arrows that you know, like your home. Like this is basically like all the iconography and stuff is the same as we saw earlier in the like briefing room. Like you recognize immediately, just like you hadn't been away at all. You can see the exact tactical details of the map. You know what all the symbols mean and everything. And things are not looking good for the Photonara Society. A lot of energy was invested into fights that didn't need to be fought.
Yeah.
They had been pouring into like weird, like you don't have any idea why they were fighting. Like there's lots of stuff that isn't even on the books that was just like, there's a fight. Who paid us for this? Nobody. I don't know. And Titan has been putting Photonhauer in a very bad scene for quite a while, like several months. And it seems to be, from what Miss Poole is telling you, the high beam fleet has been strategically attacking Photonhauer sites, like intentionally, like going out of their way. And it's resulted in several, like, lost battles over the last few months.
Well, I just kind of looking at this, I look back at her a couple times and say, this is a tactical nightmare. You are overextended. You're fighting fights that can only result in a deficit. And I see that you're actually going toe-to-toe with a very worthy adversary in the High Beam fleet. Like, this is not a time to be extended. It's to be consolidated.
Well, yes, you're right. And that's why we're also glad that there's been a change in leadership. But this is the thing, Sicarian. The Fotenhauer Society needs a banner to rally behind. Mm-hmm. We need to put the word out that there's someone new in charge, someone heroic, that it's time to turn over a new leaf. You see where I'm going with this?
I do.
I know that it's a bit soon, and you're probably still very, very aggressively full of adrenaline from that life-or-death battle. But it's urgent. I want to ask you to come with us, Sicarian. Take Titan's place in the council. Help lead the society back to the place where you know it belongs. We need you. We need you to beat these pirates. And she looks nervously at the rest, like they've all been talking about this for weeks. And she looks at you, and she's like, so, what do you say?
Well, one of my dreams was, of course, to make this the spear tip that it needs to be and to drive it through tyranny and right some incredible wrongs in the universe. So you're handing me that opportunity, and I appreciate that. I do need time to speak with my crew and make sure that this is the right path.
Yes, of course. Please, take your time. We had intended to leave the system within a few days. We'll wait for your word, but if we don't hear from you in 48 hours, we'll have to go.
You'll have an answer before then, of course.
Thank you. And she goes to, like, shake your hand again. And you can feel, like, she, like, squeezes it a little bit, like, more. Like, there's a slight bit of desperation where she's just like, please, like, you got to help us. But her face is still very stern, and she, like, you know, nods to you.
Yeah.
And then she turns to one of her, like, other officers and says, tell everyone to get ready. We'll wait for you in orbit. And then one of the officers, like, leads you out.
Yeah, goes with them.
Okay. All right, so I think that you come outside and you see Eric coming, like, towards you across the sand. Like, waving.
Yeah, I do, like, a hunch, like, yes, hello, I can see you.
Mr. Sicarian, I'm a little out of shape. I need to go for a jog more often. I need to stop lifting machinery with my mind. I should really use my body more. I need to just put my head between my legs.
I'm like, I put my head on his
get
back.
Get better in a little bit.
Yes. Oh. Is everything okay?
Yes. Everything is fine. Wow, kind of hyperventilate a little bit.
Oh, get that bleed.
Higgs says we have a job and we need to go right away.
I'm like, oh.
That's Titan just like screaming. He's still dying in the center.
No, it's Mr. Titan's cat just sitting next to him, so sad.
Scratching at his window in this like really nice pink fluffy room. It's like a 13-year-old girl's.
Awesome.
I say, well, let's go back. Yes.
Yeah, I lead you back in the direction of the ship as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Don't go.
Cat yells at you the whole time you're doing a show. I love that. It's like,
pretty
stop!
Much, yeah. And like, I invite her up here and then she sits here and she'll occasionally turn to me and go, eh.
Oh, man.
Pay attention to me. Yeah, I just go back with them.
Okay. All right. So you're back on the ship. Or at the ship, whatever.
Yeah.
And where are you going to take him onto the bridge there, Eric? What's the plan here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess as soon as I'm on the ship, I maybe, like, comms and I say, all right, Mr. Higgins, we're all aboard now. You wanted Sicarian back as quickly as possible. Should we have a briefing? Do you have some kind of annual meeting we should attend?
Maybe like right when you say that, the ship just like lifts off.
Oh, hey, hang on now.
If you're not on the bridge,
talk to you. Okay. Well, yeah, I like. You know, assume
make your way to the bridge. Yeah. Okay. Assume that Olaf is like with you at all times, like Sicarian. So he's like around, and, okay. Unless you're trying to avoid him.
Who? Eric?
Olaf.
Olaf.
Oh, Olaf. Yeah. Okay, he's with me. No, I go to the bridge and I say, Mr. Higgins, please.
Hey, you made a good. Great yes. job. Yeah. Woo. I hope you had a party.
We got a job to do.
We're off.
Well, hang on now. The Fotenhauer Society needs.
No, you don't need them.
Well, I believe they need me. Yes. They want me to join them to say.
They got someone that can replace. It's all good. Look, we'll talk with them long range comms. You can send them a message when we're leaving right now.
Well, they're in orbit, so please at least give me an orbit so I can speak to the crew. They want me to take over the organization. This is that opportunity I was telling you I need.
They ask you to join?
They want me to lead the Fotenhauer Society. I could
Use... Well, I mean, like who from the do I know?
What was her name again, Adam?
Miss Poole.
Miss Poole.
Who the Okay. What? Yeah, okay, we can chill in orbit. That's cool. Okay. It's not that dire.
I just need to talk to the crew and see where we're all at. And
great. I start like walking down the hallway and just go to my room and don't even like let you finish the sentence. I slam the door. And I'm just like, who?
I just kind of look at her. I'm like, he's acting so weird. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I get in the room. I'm just like, who the fuck is Miss Poole? I'm just like trying to think. I don't know her, right, Adam, at all?
No, you never heard that name before.
Well, I would assume that I guess I make a random call if I can to the barricade.
Okay. Sure. So you, as the ship is going through like auto liftoff into orbit, you call through to like just return the call you had before.
Well, I don't
think any of you have like you just have Buford's correct like direct number because you guys are friends, so you wouldn't know how to connect.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I try to call I fuck up and just call like the Fotenhauer Society, and I'm just like, is Miss Whirlwind around? Is she here? Can I talk to her?
So the junior officer, whatever the no name guy you talked to, like looks around and he's like, "I'm sorry, who is this?"
Say that 19 wants to talk.
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there's a pause. Some time goes by, maybe a little more than you'd like. You feel a little like you might barf in between. And then, the call comes back, and there's an image of, we recognize her as being from the meeting, the older woman in the military outfit from the meeting there, and she looks pissed. And she's like, "What? What the fuck are you doing, you drunken idiot?"
"Hey, how's it going over there? I heard you guys lost someone today. That's unfortunate."
"How do you fucking think it's going?"
"Well,
you were supposed to help. This wasn't supposed to happen."
"I mean, are we okay?"
"Are we okay? I'm going to be speaking with your father about this."
"Okay. Can you, is it okay if Mr. Sicarian comes over later?"
"I want to be perfectly clear, Wilbur fucking Higgins. I did not want you in Luminary to begin with. I would like to see you evicted from that body. But I have to put up with you because of who you are and because of who your family is. But I don't have to like you, and I don't have to have this conversation with you. Goodbye, asshole." And she hangs up on you.
I just kind of like look and I'm like, well, that went pretty good, I guess. I just walk outside. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mistress Karin, what do you got to do?
Well, they've presented me with the opportunity to lead the organization and to right the wrong that Mr. Titan did. So I was going to ask you guys your thoughts, of course.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about that? That's kind of a big job.
Yes, but I believe I was made to lead, and if I'm given an earnest opportunity to do that, I cannot see myself in any other place.
I like look towards Eric and Bionni to see what they think about this.
I guess, like, Eric's eyes are probably just, like, brimming with tears a little bit of, like, joy. And he's just kind of, Sicarian will finally take his rightful place.
Well, I mean, maybe. He hadn't said yes yet. Bionni, where are you sitting on? What fence are you on?
You're talking about leaving.
It saddens me, Bionni. I did not foresee this occurring. I thought I would die in the heat of battle, serving out my role to you guys, but I was originally a Fotenhauer officer. I am a mister, after all, and the only thing that stopped me from ever fulfilling that destiny and that role was the evil of Mr. Titan. And now, with that snake's head removed, I've been given an opportunity to use this as the spear tip it was meant to be, as something that could represent right in the universe, not the wrong.
Well, I mean, if you gotta go, you gotta go. I understand. What? Bionni, what was that? Look, I'm not gonna fucking beg him to stay. He's expensive.
Well, fucking beg to stay.
Okay, we'll fucking beg to stay. And I just like turn around.
Sicarian, we hired you or something in the first place. Like, you think the only thing that Higgs can sharpshoot is a fucking shot of whiskey?
I'm not gonna shoot whiskey, you fucking idiot. Why would I shoot? I drink it.
We hired you because we kind of protect ourselves. Who's gonna protect the swan song if you leave?
That is true, and that's why this is actually not nearly as easy of a choice as it would at one hand seem. Minimal pay, putting up with a drunk captain versus leading an actual paramilitary group to save the universe.
Yeah, it's
going to
be rough. Think about that for a second. Think about what you just said. I'm not saying I want you to stay, but just think about that.
You are the guardian of an extremely powerful entity, and I believe you to be a good person, surrounded by obstacles that make it difficult. And Higgins, I believe him to be also, and I look at you when I say this, I'm not like talking to Bionni while you're just standing there drunk. and I look at him and say, like, I believe you also to be in a position. I'm not sure why or how, but this ship seems to put itself in interdictory courses with things that are a lot larger than the ship itself. It's no mystery that this seems to be some kind of important thing, right? And it's giving me this opportunity. That's why I'm asking you guys as my confidants. I used to have close superior officers, but they're gone now. And I don't know this Fotenhauer Society. I'm questioning whether or not I can even right this ship.
What if you can't?
Then I would have chosen wrong.
What if the Fotenhauer Society is just destined to fail?
That, too, is something that is worth considering. I mean, I saw their tactical situation. It is bleak, to say the least.
Well, maybe they just fail. What about that? You know? Do you want to be part of the failure, or you want to be part of the best?
Yep. This is the problem.
Is it not something you can do from the swan song?
Can't you just do, like, part-time on the weekends? Just email in... Your commands? Telecommute?
No, Bionni, it's not. But I am a little bit concerned that they gave me a time on this. If they really are in such a dire situation, I don't think they would give me such a ultimatum like this. I really am torn. I was expecting more time. But I think for now I have to spend some time with him and see if I can make a difference, which is a half measure, and I'm not used to making that. But I also recognize that you guys are equally important, so I'm not sure that I can leave this behind.
Well, if it means anything, I don't want you to fucking go.
It means a lot, Piani. Thank you. Sakarian's kind of like, you know, fucking, it means a lot.
It's going to take like a piece of glass in my eye here. It's fine.
He actually does, too. Yeah, he's like,
probably.
Still like, hasn't cleaned up or anything.
Probably later, Eric would approach Sakarian and ask for more information about this. But right now, Eric is too, like, starstruck over, you know, his idols winning this massive fight to question the situation at all.
I think actually Pi has something to say to Mr. Sakarian. So, like, Pi's, robot body has just been, like, watching for a while with you standing there. And then, Pi says to you, Mr. Sakarian, you and I have had many interesting conversations over time. You've taught me a lot about having to make hard decisions. I've been thinking a lot lately about freedom. The sector's a big place. You have to do what feels right for you, especially with such a short time in which to do it. You don't have to be with the Swan Song forever. But if that's where home is, then you should stay. I suppose that's the question you should be asking yourself. Where is home?
He hears that. He's staring right at Pi's robotic body. And is like, he's like, that's what's bothering me, is this is home, and you are my family, and I've had my chance with the Fotenhauer Society, and I believe it to be still my best chance at making the biggest change, but I don't know that to be true anymore. They ejected me. They believe the lies. What you say is very compelling, Pi.
Something that I'd like to believe about home is that you can leave and come back. And even if your home is, and Pi kind of like looks around at the ship, if it moves around, you should be able to find it again. We'll still be here.
He keeps nodding and says, yeah, I hear you. Kind of looks at the group and says, guys, I think, I don't think there's a right answer here, and I'm very uncomfortable saying this, but I think I've always been a person that's taken the opportunities given to him, and I was given the opportunity to join you guys, and I was given the opportunity to rise up in Fotenhauer, and all of those have led me to this moment, so I think I need to try to fix Fotenhauer, and I think if I stayed with you guys and missed this opportunity, I would always look back at this and question what if. But if I go with them, I'll know that I tried, and I think that's what I have to do.
I like shoot you a handshake. I'm like, well, it's been a good time having you on the ship.
I like about face, like very proper look at him and shake his hand and say, Mr. Higgins, you are unconventional, and you probably drink too much, but you're a goddamn good captain, and it's been an honor to serve under you.
Yep. Just like walk out of the room. I just go back to my quarters. That's all I say.
And then to each of them, like, I go to Pion. I think I would go to Eric next, and he goes, Eric, remember what I said? These are your people now. You gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta rise up and be a leader. Otherwise, you're gonna die in a blue meth factory, and it'll suck, but you'll die probably.
That's like, is that how you deliver it, Sakarian?
he doesn't say blue meth. He says blue fever. But yeah, he says you need to be strong and be a leader. Otherwise, you could very well end up getting a bandolier of grenades thrown at your feet inside of a blue fever factory where you die.
Yeah. Eric's a little bit choked up. He says, thank you, Mr. Sakarian. I will always remember that time you signed your autograph for me and watching you fight. It and was like, an inspiration.
He says thank you, and he's like very solemn, kind of clasps the back of your neck, and then he leans in close and says, like, you also need to start acting like a goddamn Viking. And then he headbutts the ever-living shit out of you. Just drops.
Okay.
And the intention was to knock you on your feet, too, like, as hard as he could. And he's like, he's not so amazing. Like, he wavers, too. He's like, fucking hell. And then he,
Here's my physical effect save. Wow. Oh, yeah.
You take it, man. You're a Viking. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So you don't even fucking fall down. Like, I just, like...
Just, like, stagger back.
I just let a blink. Oh.
And then he goes to Pi and says, Pi, you are correct in that you and I don't necessarily understand each other, and I sure as hell don't understand you, but I meant what I said from the very beginning. I need you to watch after these people and make sure that they make it okay. There's something special here.
I think you're right. Will you do me a favor, Mr. Sicarian?
Absolutely.
If you see the Warmind again, send him my regards.
You know I will. And then I look at Piani, excuse me, and just kind of lean in and say, like, he's actually, like, a little bit crying. He says, you're the best person here, and gives her a bloody fucking gross kiss on the cheek. like one of his teeth is actually stuck to her cheek when he pulls back. But he doesn't notice, and he's just like, and it's, like, disgusting, but he's like, you know, that was the right thing to do. And then he looks at Olaf. He has to, like, look up at Olaf.
I'm not done.
Oh, shit.
I think, like, Piani, who actually, and I'm, like, incredibly emotional right now, but, like, Piani in sort of, like, a, you know, sort of, like, tearing up state, like, fucking anger with tears. She's like, I'm gonna fucking cargo blue fever. You fucking leave. All I'm gonna do is fucking... take blue fever from one place to the other, just fucking, like, you know.
As she said, like, that, he just, like, pulls you in and hugs you.
You know, like, I wouldn't do that, but I'm just like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's your last ditch, like, please, for the love of God, don't go. Or if
he
you,
just hugs you.
Yeah.
And he, like, the hug lingers, and he pulls back and gives her, like, a knowingly, like, no, you're fucking not.
I think, like, the weight of the situation can't be handled by Piani, and I leave and go back to my quarters.
Yeah. He watches you go. And he looks at Olaf and just kind of gives, like, a knowing nod and says, I can't headbutt you right now. I think it will actually knock me out. but know that if I could, I would. Because when I asked for you to be here, you were here. And assuming I can do what I need to do, your people will have the Fotenhauer at their disposal. You are good people and you are to be honored. And I will see to that.
And I think Olaf shakes his head, and he's like, what are you doing, saying goodbye to me? No, I'm coming with you.
Oh, absolutely. That's fantastic.
He grins. He's like, I don't have anything to do at home right now anyway.
Then he reaches out his hand with a huge grin and is like, Mr. Olafson, good to meet you.
He shakes your hand. And I think that we fade out on that, and... maybe the last thing we see is the, like, before the credits, is the Fotenhauer, like, the fleet that came, the, like, dozens of ships, at the edge of the system, and somewhere distant in the background is the like glittering of the star, of the Kaberlee star, and the planets that orbit it, and somewhere back there is the swan song, and under the like leadership of, we see maybe Mr. Sicarian looking like all like cleaned up, standing next to Miss Poole on the bridge of the ship, formerly the Sigmund, his battleship, and they're like, you're looking at a map of the sector just before the ships start to wink out into drive space, and then this huge capital fleet, like, ship before it goes, like, we see you one more time on the bridge, maybe, like, look back and see the stars twinkling in the distance before you disappear.
Good night, sweet prince.
And the credits. Stars without number.
So,
yeah,
there's
the
so
distance.
Many of them.
There you go.
And then the credits begin to roll on episode 28.
Cool. Cool stuff. All right, well, let's do some shout-outs. Steven, why don't you start us off?
Well, that was, like, really fun and unexpected, so awesome. I'm Steven, son Osiris. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and, wait, not Facebook. God, what is it? Twitter, Twitch, and now Instagram as Silent Osiris. I Instagrammed a picture of the fashionable clothes that I bought earlier today.
Uh-oh.
The literal only picture I put on my Instagram. Yeah, I work as a game designer in Montreal, currently on a game called Roller Coaster Tycoon World. So that's it. And I think now that like my schedule is all back on track, we're going to try to schedule a couple more shows that I'm involved in. So be on the lookout on my Twitter and Roleplay for information about that stuff. That's all. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Cool stuff. Adam, do some shout outs.
Good episode. Obviously, like, massive shout outs to orchestrator of all this madness, Jeff, but I really want to like thank everybody else for like buying in so hard. It's really nice to be able to do an episode. Like, I talked to everybody beforehand on Skype and was like, all right, this is kind of going to be Jeff's baby. We're gonna focus on Mr. Sicari in this episode, and everyone did a really good job playing support for that. So I'm really happy with y'all.
Yeah, thank you all.
Good work. If you want to follow me, you can see more of my GMing action right here. Hit me, JP. I'm a GM for Mirror Shades, which is a Shadowrun game. And speaking of which, I'm running through Shadowrun Dragonfall right now, and we'll be doing Shadowrun Hong Kong when it comes out at the end of August over at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. And I will also be doing a GM turn for Swansong very soon, because now we're due one for January of the new year. So I'll announce when I do that over on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, so you can follow me there for that.
Cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Yo, for all you fuckers in chat that think I'm mad, yeah, I'm fucking mad, dude. Like, when you play this game, that shit's just like losing a friend. It's just like, well, I'm moving away, and you're not going to see me anymore, so... Hey, good times, man. Like,
yeah,
I got fucking duped, man. Fucking, I'm not going to let Adam DM any more shit. And Jeff, just as fucking bad. You know where to fucking find me. I'm not going to say that shit. I love this episode, but fuck you guys.
Last but not least, Jeff, do some shout-outs.
In a very different way, I echo Weed's sentiments. Like, we care so much about these fucking characters, man. Like, and Adam actually weeks ago was like, hey, like, there's a couple outcomes. You could die. You could win. And then what? You're the leader of the Fotenhauer Society? Like, how, you know, where do we go from there?
Sometimes in a role-playing game, the hardest thing to get is what the thing your character always wanted all along.
Yeah. So, I mean, like they were saying, this isn't necessarily the end of Mr. Sicarian. Who knows? But it definitely does mean that he's departed from the group for now, at least. And I like... You know, it saddens me, but it would be, I'd probably cry if he would have died in the duel because I love him so much. But the idea that he fucking went out epically like that, like in a pretty close, awesome duel, and then is leading a group which he truly believes. Like, I was thinking about it, like, everyone, you know, because Adam made it complicated too. He was like, you know, I think you should stay. Home's where your heart is. But also, like, you know, I'm like, there's a special thing here. It's put us in the collision courses with really good things. But I was like, you know, I can't. Mr. Sicarian would never be like, well, I've got this army that I could really do good things with. Ah, you know, I'll stay. Like, nope, he would go. And that's like, if I was selfish and, you know, not trying to play a character, I would have stayed, man. Fucking level 531 health guy with a sword, a thunder gun, finally, for fuck's sakes, and big armor. Like, it would have been amazing, but the time is gone, so...
Yeah, did you just roll hit points for dramatic effect, you asshole? God. Fuck.
So Sicarian's out there, man. He's the leader of the Fotenhauer. Maybe. Who knows? There's also that possible treachery thing that was going on there, too. So that's fun. That's something that we can come back to later. And Adam's going to do in his, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. And then, yeah, just a shout-out to everyone, too. Like, Adam is so cool to work with in particular. Like, so, like... It absolutely has happened, and it's totally fair that this happens, that it's just like, no, a bullet hits you and you're dead. It's like, oh, shit. And that happens in this game, Steven. But for the more like dramatic things, like I like that there's a narrative, but I also fucking like that it's not scripted. I want the dice to decide shit, and I like that JP's got the Illuminati thing going on and stuff like that, too, but it wasn't just like, yeah, they need him dead, and then, like, I just die. Like, that would actually, I'd feel slighted. That would suck. So everyone's walking this tightrope, and it's making for a really cool game. So thank you all. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, crew. Thank you, Wheat. I know through your rage, like, you know, it's still there. And I'm excited. Yeah, I can't wait to play Howard. Oh, shit, I didn't mean to. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, but I can't wait. I love the show. I love doing role play, and it's thank you all for this opportunity and stuff like this. So can't wait to do the next one. For my stuff, as always, just, you know, the best way to follow and help any of us, in my opinion, is follow us on Twitter. I stream on Twitch, and I will be at – well, I've got a couple casting gigs lined up. They announce it. You'll see it soon. I do esports. I play some CSGO, and I'm going to play XCOM, the ever-living fuck out of it when it comes out, because I love that game. So I'll see you guys soon.
Cool stuff. All right. We'll let you guys know when we're playing. As soon as we know, it should be right after the episode is over. So.
And Adam, you're doing a Q&A, right? Did you already say that?
Yeah,
the Q&A is up.
Okay.
Up and ready.
Just making sure.
It was linked in the chat, so if you have questions for Adam. And I'm sure some of us will also be browsing that, so if you have questions for, I guess, anyone, feel free to post it there. And that'll do it for week 28. We'll see you guys for week 29. We'll let you guys know when that's going to be. We're out. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Peace.